Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Magic 106.7, it's Morning Magic. Tomorrow night on Fox, the seventh season of Hell's Kitchen debuts, and one of our favorites, local guy who's done so well here in Boston with Citrus and Salt and Abbey Lane and Buttermilk and Bourbon, Jason Santos, joins us to talk about Hell's Kitchen and restaurants these days. Jason, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. How are you doing? I was kind of wondering how it's all going. How are you doing with the restaurants, and how is all that, first of all, during the pandemic?
I mean, look, technically everybody's horrible, you know, but I mean, I try to make the best of it. I'm always a happy guy and a positive guy, and I'm just trying to get through this and navigate this like everybody else. But the restaurants are doing pretty good considering, yeah. Like, we're paying our bills, and that's all I can ask for. People are, you know, around me are healthy. Like, we're just trying to keep our employees safe, our families safe, and just kind of get through that grind, you know?
Yeah. I know so many people, well, everybody's got, you know, their favorite places, their favorite restaurants, and people seem to still be wanting to help out if they can, either by buying gift cards or ordering takeout or something like that. This is just to restaurants in general. Has that sort of been the case with your places and your regular customers?
People have been amazing. Yeah. Like, amazing. Like, they just want to support their restaurant. People are buying gift cards, you know, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, like whatever they can, yep, just to help us out. And it like warms my heart. I mean, I can't believe how great the community has been in supporting restaurants, because without that, we would be done, you know, yeah, be out for the count at this point. So it's because of them we're still pushing through.
I think people either know you, you know, either from your restaurants, the guy with the blue hair who's making sure everything is running the way it's supposed to, or they know you from Hell's Kitchen. And is it different this year? Is the new season different because of the pandemic? Have you had to do things a little bit differently?
So we actually filmed this a year and a half ago. So okay. It was prior to COVID. Okay. We filmed it in Las Vegas a year ago, April. We filmed season 19 and 20, 36 episodes back to back. So it'll be kind of weird to watch the show with a full restaurant and everybody closed. So, yeah, but it was filmed pre-pandemic.
Yeah. What can we expect from this year? You're serving as Gordon Ramsay's sous chef again. You're also kind of a confidant to the contestants as well, huh?
Yeah. I mean, so being a contestant, which was crazy, and I thought was super stressful. But this time, I thought, oh, I'm on his, you know, his number one guy. It's like it'll be easy. I'm the boss. Man, it was like the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life. It was way more intense than being a contestant, standing next to him, upholding his standards. I mean, this guy is like perfection on a plate. Like, he's up earlier, he goes to bed later, he works so hard. Still, it's infectious. It makes you want to be better. Yeah. I mean, I was a better cook because of it. But, you know, I am the liaison to the cooks there. They're all vying. There's 18 of them. They're vying for first place, which is the head chef position at Gordon Ramsay Steak at Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a real deal with a real job, with a real salary. And so they want it. Yeah. So I keep them in line. I'm definitely stern. I started to go a little hoarse from yelling a lot. I mean, it is called Hell's Kitchen. So it's intense. But at the same time, I've been in their shoes. I know it. So I also tried to mentor them without helping them. I just had to put them on the right path. So it was tough love, I guess would be the word for it.
I think that's part of the really why I love the show is that, I mean, I think so many people think, boy, I'd love to run a restaurant, and they have no idea what's involved, the stuff you got to worry about and really take on. And I've been in Abbey Lane and seen you, you know, working. I mean, it's not what everybody thinks it is, where you're at the front of the house walking around saying hi to tables and things like that. There is a lot that goes into that that people don't know about. And I imagine that's part of what you're enlightening the contestants about, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really lucky. I love that TV. It's like when people say, what's your hobby? It's like, I love doing TV.
Yeah.
TV helps, you know, this little ecosystem of a restaurant. It gets people in the door. It's unfortunately a slight popularity contest. Then they come in, they eat the food, they love it, mm-hmm. and they come back. And it's this whole little ecosystem. But they don't realize that, you know, I'm at Buttermilk and Bourbon right now, and I've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
And I was just scrubbing some of the brick to get it clean that we have by the entryway, because I was like, wow, that's dirty. You know, it's not as glamorous as they think. Yes, there are glimpses. Yes, I got to be on TV and fly around in jets with Gordon. Those are great times. But I've also been cooking my whole life. So right. It's happening now. But, it, you know, the first 15 years of my career were far from glamorous. But the restaurants are it. I mean, the restaurants pay the bills and employ all these people. And that, to me, is far more, you know, important than doing a TV show.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well with Season 7, which kicks off tonight, Hell's Kitchen. On Fox with our guest Jason Santos, and also continued success with Bar Rescue. And boy, I see you on the, it seems like the Today Show and CBS This Morning, the Talk and the Early Show, and you stay busy, but you keep tending things at the restaurant, which is good.
Just trying to live the dream, you know.
Jason Santos, Happy New Year, continued success, and good luck tonight with Hell's Kitchen.